This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
How did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, we were just talking about people trying to use the HOV lanes, and you said, I guess it was in California. Local news reporters traveling with the cops and, you know, you're watching people pull out of the HOV lane, blah, 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 blah. And one of the things the cops said, a tell, is the fact that you got out of the HOV lane as soon as they were visible in your rearview mirror, right? And we said, look, as a cop, you have to know when people are driving. Whatever we're doing, even if we're doing everything right, all of our behavior changes. So I said that out loud, and then the cop, he chimes back and says, look, we know. Stop driving five under when we're behind you. Opt in.
Yeah, and get over.
Like, don't go under, like, just because we're behind you, just go the speed limit. Driving below the speed limit is annoying to the cops as well.
Yeah. And you know what, man? If somebody passes you on the right-hand side, you're in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
That's the only rule you need to know about being on an interstate.
Or they're running from the cops.
If a car passes you to your right, then you are going
right.
Too slow for the lane you're in. Get over one more lane.
And you probably noticed when they passed you on the right, they were mean mugging you.
Yes, they are. Because they were waiting right. For you to get out of the lane.
They don't mean mug you on the left side. They mean mug you on the right.
Technically, the left lane is a passing-only lane.
Well, see, they say that.
Technically, you're not supposed to be in it.
Well, this is where I disagree with that, because my thought is, like, I know it's a passing lane, but I plan on passing everyone on the goddamn highway.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to stay here, right? Like, I'm going to pass everyone else on the highway, because, yes, I'm speeding, but in theory, there's 200 cars I have to pass. That's why I've been on here for 12 miles.
Oh, my God, the dumbest one as far as interstate driving is concerned. In Washington State, I'm sure maybe we have listeners in other states that have this, but I've never seen this before in my life in all the states that I've ever been in. When you get on an entrance ramp, in some instances, there is a stoplight.
Right.
You'll go down halfway onto an entrance where you're trying to pick up speed to go 60 miles an hour and merge into oncoming traffic.
You start at zero.
So basically, the way it works in Washington State is you do a dragster start out of a green light, right. Like you're gunning it. You know what I mean? If you're running stock cars or something.
Sure. I've heard that someone said they do the same thing in California. Maybe they do, but I would still say it's still stupid.
It's the dumbest thing.
I think they have them in Virginia as well.
Right. But like, you want to merge. That's the idea.
The idea is to get to the speed that it takes you to merge safely into traffic, not to stop, gun it as fast as you can. Hope that the HOV lane who gets a free pass beside you doesn't blast by you at the same time you're trying to merge in. And then from that point, get to the speed where you can safely merge.
To me, it's like a relay race.
It's
like
the
first person comes around.
Exactly.
When you hand the baton off, the person you're handing to has already started
running.
And it's just that advantage.
They don't come to a dead stop and then right. Hand it off. So you have to start cold.
It's just so dumb. I don't understand why. That's all.
Well, I don't understand why, because it's not done in most places.
Well, so, I mean, the theory is that you're not just going to have an exit that's just backed up with cars.
Sure.
So their theory is that with the stoplight, they'll go in sporadically so that the exit doesn't just back up all the way.
That's a stupid theory.
Well, it is backing it up because it's stopping everybody. I mean, that's the problem with it. I mean, like, if everybody just rode on that road.
So is it better if you get on a highway and it's just a dead stop?
That's what this is. It's a stop sign.
But I'm just saying, like, other states that don't have it, I've been on plenty of entrance ways where there's just a row of cars all the way back.
Because they're trying to exit out of the same lane that you're entering on. You see what that's saying? So the exit in front of you, right? Everyone's trying to exit there. So if it backs up there and you're trying to enter onto the same lane, in theory, but
I think they're both suck just as bad. I mean, traffic's just traffic, to be honest with you.
How did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the men's room. We'll get back to him.
Nope.
Hello, Raleigh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hola.
So So I'm from Nebraska, small town right outside Omaha, Elkhorn, Nebraska, and I grew up on a farm there, and we always had the county fair in another small town right outside Omaha there, and this was like late 70s, and so we were about, you know, me and my friends would go, we were about 11, 12, 13 years old, and our parents would take us, and they'd drop us off, and we'd just, you know, be at the fair all day. All by ourselves. You know, they'd give us like $20 to get into the fair. And then, you know,
the good old days. Here's $20. I don't want to see your ass until sundown.
This is the cheapest babysitting right. I could have ever gotten.
That is the greatest game parents ever got to play. Right.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, we used to go around, you know, you go ride the rides and do the carnival games and stuff. And remember those, the carnival game where you'd put a quarter in and there's a little bulldozer that pushes the quarters over the edge?
Yeah. You gotta like time it out.
Yeah. Usually you'd get a big pile of quarters there and stuff, you know, and you'd get a whole bunch of them fall off every now and then. The deal of the game was to get some tokens and turn the tokens in for the prizes and stuff.
Sure.
But back in the day, the quarters would drop off and you're supposed to put the quarters back in. Well, we'd go there earlier in the morning, look around and see if there's some big wads of quarters coming off. We'd put two or three quarters in and get like $2 back, $3 back at a time, you know. And then, like, we'd walk away, go spend that money, come back an hour or two later, and there's another big wad of quarters piled up over there, and we'd get that off. You know, eventually the state, you know, they changed that game into a gambling game. So now if you go to, like, the Dave and Buster's or something like that, the game, it pushes tokens over or it pushes quarters over, and it just feeds you tickets now for the thing, so you don't get the quarters back.
Sounds to me like you were just good at the game.
Well, but it's understanding. It's like beating Vegas, right? You can count cards. There's nothing illegal about it. Yeah. Eventually, they will kick you out.
Yeah, they're going to throw you out.
You know, it's not that. Actually, we talked to a guy, and it's so simple. It's so obvious. It's just we don't have criminal masterminds. But years ago, we talked to, a mob rat, I guess, the guy who wrote the book Wise Up or something like that. Remember that guy coming in? This was years ago.
Oh, the card guy?
But he was talking about how much.
We also talked to one of the guys from MIT.
No, there's the MIT guy, right, but this was the guy, this was a former mob guy, and he was talking about just the mob laundering money. And we're like, well, what are some of the methods? He said, one of the easiest ways that the mob ever laundered money, and they basically came up essentially with a concept that amusement parks are all about now. He said they would open a bunch of laundromats, stuff like that. We're like, well, how the hell are you laundering money with a laundromat other than the obvious joke? And he said it was simple, because when you put your dollar in the machine, it used to give you four quarters back. So it's a dollar for a dollar. There's no profit in that game. Then we realized we could buy these cheap-ass tokens, and we can get 1,000 of them for, like, $5. So now when you stick in four quarters or stick in a dollar, you got four tokens back. It cost us less than 5 cents to give you four tokens, so we made, like, 95.5 cents every time you put a dollar. And you own 100 laundromats, and you do this for however many years. It's like you made money hand over fist. It was this amazing way they kept, so any dirty money we got, like, hey, we just put it through these machines.
Sure.
Right?
I used to know a guy that ran car washes.
Same thing.
Yeah, he went to federal prison.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still in jail.
I don't think there was anything initially wrong with the car wash, but just funny. Like,
it turns into a different operation.
That guy was a little shady.
Hey, man, I was the brief time that I was in Boy Scouts, less than 1 year, one of the things we had to do, Girl Scouts get cookies, right? They hit your sweet tooth. They're all cute. They send us out of the grocery store. Blah, blah. Well, with the Boy Scout, like, they would have you sell crap like ice scrapers and light bulbs. So we had to sell light bulbs, and it was, and you know how weird it is to knock on someone's door? Hi there, I'm with the Boy Scouts, and I know this is unsolicited. Can I interest you in some light bulbs? It's not a candy bar. It's not cookie. It's a light bulb. But people would be nice because you're a kid, and they understand it goes to the Boy Scouts. But the light bulbs were $2 a pop. I didn't feel like doing this, but we had to do it, I don't know, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was. And I sold them for $3 or $4 a pop, depending how much I like that neighbor.
Oh, you just made up your own prices.
Well, because the thing is, I knew that $2, I understood the inventory game, right? If I'm out 10 light bulbs, I better have $20. I had my $20. I also had another $25 that I had pocketed for my finder's fee, if you will.
Sure.
Federal prison? Do we lock up Boy Scouts for that?
Yeah.
Go ahead and try it out, man. See, with social media, I don't know if you could get away with it, because they would say something like, hey, help the Boy Scout, and put it out everywhere.
You know,
back then, but you had to take my word for it, and I was lying my ass off because I wanted your money.
Well, the good news is the Girl Scouts don't have to pay for their sales or distribution or their collections.
But the Boy Scouts have upped the game. I talk about this all the time.
What are they doing now?
Man, if you see them outside of a grocery store, they're selling like flavored popcorns, like chocolate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking
about. I
bought
like some little turtle things or something from them.
Like, offer us stuff you know we want.
So I'm saying, I mean, they're not as, you don't see them as much, but I feel like they got a better product.
I feel like, man, honestly, if I'm Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, I'm trying to team up with Ben and Jerry's or someone.
Well, that's like when I was a kid, we had to sell the candy bars.
But that was for school.
But when you got to a certain age, you could sell the mint meltaways. And those things moved.
And when you're a senior, you can sell straight up porn.
Yeah. How did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm listener.
Chuck, we can barely hear you. What'd you say, man?
Long-time listener, long-time system bucker extraordinaire.
Oh, okay.
System
gotcha.
Bucker.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't say chicken something.
Well, thank God, because we would have had to dump you.
I know, right? Well, this is the first time I've actually been able to get in. I've always had an appointment that I was running to listening to you guys on the radio.
And always. We're on 5 days a week at the same time, and you have always had an appointment.
For 20 hours a week.
Some people call that a job.
I work second shift.
Okay.
Okay.
And I really listen to you guys is through, thank God, your app. So I don't miss any shows. I just can't call and talk.
Gotcha. Okay.
Unless,
well, that's cool.
You know, I take off work. But, my story is, I got my wife excused out of jury duty, forever. She got a letter in the mail saying that she had to do jury duty, you know, or civic duty, I guess. And, she had just gotten this job and she didn't want, you know, legally they can discharge you, but she didn't want to take off. You know, she just didn't want to do jury duty anyway. But, so I write the county, or the clerk's courts rather, a letter stating how, you know, and I'm pretending to be her. I write it all, you know, typed out, nice letterhead and everything. And I tell the clerk of court how I have been mixed up with their judicial system in the past. And I think they're all a bunch of scumbags. And
does your wife know that you are sending this letter off? I mean, I understand it will get you out of jury duty, but not the most flattering way to go about it.
Bless you.
Yeah, she did. And I still have the copy of that letter. Yeah, she knew. I didn't. It was well written, well spoken, well read. And, you know, I didn't flat out say you're scumbag. You know, I listed a couple of
you are the worst scumbags ever.
I very well read
ever.
A turd would taste better than being in your presence. I would rather eat a turd and chew it for 30 seconds.
Don't take it personally, and I don't mean that with any
hostility.
Oh, I like
hostility. When you added the turd. That's very touching.
You can kiss my ass, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
How did you or someone beat or get around the system? We've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, who sucks less, what you don't need to know. Share some dirty company secrets. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
Our question, how did you or someone beat or get around the system? Guys, I have not bought a new controller for a video game system in some time. When my Xbox controller breaks, I just go to the exact same one, I buy it, and then return the broken one the following week, saying it is malfunctioning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Guys, 7 years ago, I trained for and ran a marathon. Before that, every time I got pulled over in my car for speeding, it always resulted in a ticket. Since then, I've been pulled over 5 times.
and no tickets, only warnings. My theory, the cop sees the 26.2 sticker on my bumper and assumes someone that runs a marathon is a stand-up citizen worthy of a break.
See, if I were a cop, I'd give you a ticket for anything. You know why I pulled you over? No reason. I hate your sticker.
Gentlemen, back in high school, we had a student-run store. They would sell things like pop, candy, pizza. To get a pizza, they would give you a receipt, and you take that receipt over to where the pizza is located, and they would look at the receipt, see that you bought it, and give you whatever you bought. Well, my friends figured out that they had no way of telling that you bought the pizza or not, so we would pass off the receipt to someone else for free pizza. Only lasted that year, but we got a lot of free pizza.
Nothing wrong with that. Free pizza, whatever age you are, is delicious pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Moving on to the birthdays. Ola Bitch is from Enumclaw. It's my absolutely incredible daughter Trinity's 18th trip around the sun today. We've listened to you guys forever, or y'all. Will y'all be awesome like I know you are? And let's throw her a barbershop fish sandwich on her 18th birthday. Thank you, bitches. That from Shiloh.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Hola, bitches. I'd like to wish my wonderful fiance Taylor a happy 24th birthday. Could she get a snap a picture of yourself and an OG fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Jen.
Snap a picture of yourself.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, hope I'm not too late. Please wish my rockin' girlfriend Ashley a happy birthday. Have Ted give her some motivation on opening up her own salon tomorrow. Happy 31st birthday there. That from Harry. Let me see if I can find that.
What's the name of this woman?
Her name is Ash. So I'm going to assume it's Ashley.
Is she a dermatologist, you think?
No, salon. She's got to be a hairdresser, right?
Not with the name Ash.
Probably.
Did you go to a dermatologist?
That's good. That's a good joke.
Thank
went
you.
Over my head.
Thank you.
Oh,
no, I get it, man. You ruined it.
You know, sometimes Coach is worried about these games. He's not listening to jokes. First thing Ash got to say, good for you. You're one of the few people that works in a male-dominated industry, male-owned dominated industry, that's actually going to go out and open your own shop. Now, a lot of hairdressers sit around. Tell you they're afraid of losing their clientele. Ash, you prove them wrong. The clientele will follow you. You're the talent. Good luck, girl. Let's make this money.
They got to give her an ass slap and push her out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You seem to know a lot about the business.
I have dated the business, and there is one related to me.
Okay.
I've dated the business.
Did you get free haircuts then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have hair then? I mean, wasn't even worth it. Right. Like, come on. Every haircut's free when you're bald.
Fellas, want to wish my happy birthday to my friend.
My hairdresser.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, coworker Tyler, he's a great guy. Give that big-headed bitch an owl hitting the window and some ferociously dirty Mickey and Goofy. P.S., his wife, Bree, is a potential rock girl. Thanks, guys.
Well, gosh. Seems to me when they call you big head, it's not about the one on the top of your shoulders. And as for Brie, I like a warm Brie. Nothing better in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. Down at the world, when we reference big heads, you know what we're talking about. She's going to get some. I like that. It's Brie with two E's. But tonight, she's getting two D's.
You think the mascot has a big head? Open your pants.
Are you really going to ask Mickey Mouse about a big head? Have you seen my body?
Guys, it's our crazy friend Sean's 34th trip around the sun. He's an amazing part of our friend group, always up for a little crazy shenanigans. Could you please give him a cut that bitch off, next caller, and the dirty Germans talking about his purple cast that is on his wrist, and tell him to stop hurting himself. Thanks, guys. Love your friends, Anna, Kyle, Delene, and Leanne.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, tonight there would be something else purple on your wrist.
Sean, it sounds like there's this purple thing on your wrist. It's like Barney's giving you a little karaoke.
Yeah, they used to call Barney's backside deep purple.
Jesus God.
Yeah, don't ask why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knocking at your back door?
Yeah.
Perfect strain.
Oh!
Sir was always hanging out with Barney. I was more of a baba guy.
Baba.
Bitches, my birthday is today, and by the time you read the emails, I'll be on my way home from work, and when I get home, I'm going to kick back with a Men's Room Original Red. I would love a barber shop fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. You rock that from Austin.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
right?
Guys, happy birthday to a huge nerd of a husband, Tyler. Thanks for having fun with me and the kiddos all these years. We love you from the rock girl hopeful known as Tish. Can we get some thrill gets and the dirty Germans talking about growing large, juicy watermelons? Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Get! Get! Get!
Yeah, he is not the one who we want to see the large, juicy watermelons on. That would be you.
Yeah, yes. You know, the more I think about it, the ironic thing about watermelon is it's the one time for you it's good to spit the seed out.
Yeah.
But Charles, it's my wife's birthday today. Can you wish her a happy birthday? Maybe have some Disney characters talk about all the things she can do once she's not pregnant anymore. Her name is Melanie. Thanks, guys. That from Blatimus.
Well, gosh, once you're not pregnant anymore, you can open up your legs with that thing that looks like a Muppet right now and get yourself pregnant again.
I mean, from what I can tell, down here at the park, once you're not pregnant anymore, welcome back to life. You can have alcohol, maybe smoke a cigarette, maybe even eat raw sushi.
Looks like a Muppet?
Sure does.
Huh.
Remember Snuffleupagus? Fozzie Bear? Go to Lamar's class, watch that video. That's some life-changing stuff. I didn't even notice the baby being born.
You're going to die.
It looked like something fighting its way out of a giant red pelt.
I was talking to Pooh Bear the other day. He told me that's what happened to Eeyore. He watched that video once.
Disappeared in there?
He's been sad ever since.
He used to be a real up fella.
Oh, boy.
He saw that tape.
He was full of life.
Bitches, today my wife Tony is turning the big 5-0. Can she get some turtle wax with it? You like that in the pause. I love the show. Listen every day. Thanks, guys, and Wob, and respectfully, Mike.
You like that? You like that?
Guys, wish you had the trucker a happy 55th birthday with a big fat bong rip followed by an old dear Jesus and maybe Wobbin saying something sexy in German. Thanks, guys. Ed from Ed. I think Ed said it in his own birthday report.
Or Eeyore.
It made it sound like it was like from somebody else.
Oh, dear Jesus.
What's
wrong? Ja, fröhlichen Geburtstag. Du kannst deinen eigenen Wassermelone schmecken.
I think Ed sent in a birthday request to make it look like someone else submitted it, but it was really from himself.
He must have seen the video.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Poor Eeyore.
Ed, that's pathetic.
Used to be the life of the party.
Guys, it's my work partner's 62nd birthday, so this is an early request. His name is Bruce, and I would like to request a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about hanging up blinds because that's what we've been doing for the last month. Thanks, guys. That from Dustin.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I prefer to spend time with Ray Charles, and we call it hanging out blinds.
Yes, I mean, he's hanging his blinds is very important. I spend lots of time naked and doing stuff so people on the street shouldn't see.
Yeah.
I don't know what town you're in, but in mine it's illegal.
I hope it's Venetian blinds, because I like all the slits.
Yeah. I did get my, I got something stuck in those blinds once, so.
What'd you get stuck in those blinds?
Because this was a master, an adult.
Pickleball.
Daddy, what's that? It's like you're putting customers in a fish tank. But it's on the window.
You didn't really do that, did you? Oh, okay.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the Men's Room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Less, Stephen Thrill Hill, each and every week. You bring us three stories from the news. All of them suck to some degree, yeah. But it's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And as always, we have the three stories, and I will say... Earlier in the week, I was not specifically working on this particular part of the show, but, you know, things happen, and I realized how angry I was when my kids asked, Daddy... Y'all right. I'm just staring at the computer, and I'm like, I'm just doing work. So now they think I work at a horrible place. But today, we have the stories about a man in Mississippi, but we'll be more talking about the Mississippi legal system. We also have a woman in Georgia, but we'll be talking more about the Georgia legal system. And then we have the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn, who sometimes, guys, just shut your mouth. But let us start in Mississippi, where a man by the name of Patrick Beadle, 46 years old, he's a father, he's a musician. He just got an 8-year prison sentence in Mississippi for possession of 2.89 pounds of marijuana. Now, if the sentence stands, he would spend nearly a decade behind bars for possessing a substance that is legal in 9 states, but not legal in Mississippi. Now, he says he bought the marijuana legally in Oregon, where he is a resident and a medical marijuana patient. Oregon, of course, is one of 30 states that have legalized medical marijuana. Mississippi, however, is not one of those places. So when he drove over the state line, well, guess what? He got popped. And he pointed out, hey, man, he has the note from his doctor. He has whatever condition he has. Says the marijuana, it's solely for his own personal use. Prosecutors in Mississippi, where he's charged for violating the state's drug trafficking law, they admitted they have no evidence to prove that the guy's involved in trafficking. But guess what? Mississippi don't care. They're going to throw his ass in jail for 8 years.
They do not care.
They do not care.
8 years.
Now, on the other end, keep in mind, and granted, weed is not legal in Mississippi, and he rolled over state line for 2.89 pounds and is facing 8 years in prison. Now, let's go to Georgia, where a woman who struck and killed 3 people, including the mother and her infant, will face no jail time after entering a guilty plea earlier this week. One Zoe Reardon. Now, she was 17 years old when she killed a 28-year-old mother and a 3-month-old baby, plus a 61-year-old woman. Authorities filed no charges at the time because they found that she wasn't speeding, she wasn't under the influence when she hit the 3 pedestrians with their SUV. Or, in my mind, absolutely no excuse. Now, she claimed she didn't see the victims. They believe that because she ran them over and killed them, who apparently were crossing the street that evening and had no pedestrian safety measures in place. Well, the case was reopened when a civil lawsuit filed against the city from the family, but she pleaded to misdemeanor charges, including vehicular homicide, which apparently can be a misdemeanor. Anyway, as a result of all of this, for killing 3 people, she has 36 months probation, 240 hours community service, and a $4,000 fine. That'll teach her. And now let's talk about the Catholic Diocese of the city of Brooklyn, where they demanded that Saturday Night Live publicly apologize after a joke on the show compared the Catholic Church's own sex scandals to the allegations against singer R. Kelly. This is from Pete Davidson. I'm just quoting what he said during the show. It says, quote, "Before I continue, this guy is a monster and he should go to jail forever." Speaking of R. Kelly. "But if you support the Catholic Church, isn't that like the same thing as being an R. Kelly fan? I don't really see the difference, except for one's music is significantly better." Well, in a statement, the diocese called the joke disgraceful and offensive. They say the faithful of our church are disgusted by the harassment by those in the news and entertainment, and the sketch offends millions. The mockery of this difficult in the church's history and serves no purpose, etc., etc. Guys, shut up. Anyway, so the 3 competing today, we have the Mississippi justice system against the Georgia justice system against the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to assume that Zoe is Zoe Reardon is from a well-to-do family in Georgia, and she's white. Is that correct?
She's white. I don't know if she's well-to-do.
Okay. Well, that doesn't shock me. Mississippi doesn't shock me either.
No, none of these shock me.
Look, they'll be the last state in the nation to make marijuana legal. It'll either be that or West Virginia. Mm. By that, every state will be in an advanced mode. They'll miss all that tax dollars. They'll miss all that crap just based on the fact that, I'll say it's Jesus. There's no long and short of it. That's it. So that sucks because that guy is a medical marijuana patient.
Correct.
For whatever reason, he's in Mississippi. He's got a doctor's note on anything else. You can have a million Oxycontins in your goddamn trunk as long as you have a prescription. No one's going to question you as long as you have a prescription, which is what he had.
Yep.
So they suck pretty bad. I'm going to go with the Diocese of Brooklyn, though. They suck the least just because.
I'm right there with
it. Yeah, because they can ask all they want. And Pete Davidson, SNL, NBC should not. Like, you, not only were a priest molesting people, you covered it up.
You're still covering this ass up.
But you're offended because Pete Davidson made a joke about it? Like,
if someone got busted slipping a woman a Mickey and taking advantage of that situation, what joke would you make then?
Bill Cosby's coming.
Yeah, that's how that works.
That's
how that works, you dumbasses.
Right.
You're the ones that effed it up.
You could not protect these guys.
Right.
People wouldn't make the joke.
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, right, there was overwhelming evidence, and there's still more priests that are never going to get in trouble for this, and more kids have been affected. Like, yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. They suck. I think overall they suck the most.
They suck
the least here because they're just demanding, whatever. Like, I was going to say, somebody on Twitter said it best. Like, they can demand all they want.
Mm-hmm. They could have said Michael Jackson. They could have said a lot of things.
Well, there's a thousand different religions you could pick. Why do you guys think he picked Catholicism? And I mean, honestly, it's like, look, we're adults here, so I don't take the time with the stupid. But, like, I'll tell you what, you guys take 24 hours and ask yourselves, of all the religions, why would he connect us to R. Kelly? And when you come to a logical conclusion of that, you've answered your own question, and you got work to do, right? It's pretty easy stuff.
That's it. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. Of course, you know Facebook and Instagram isn't working now.
Oh, that's right.
How will I post a selfie of myself in the mirror? Oh, no. Coming up, what you don't need to know, share some dirty company secrets, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of a day. Another round of profile this, but first,
we're full of useless information. And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the men's room shares what you don't need to know.
Every once in a while, our friends over at BuzzFeed.com will do something amazing. And instead of just posting a quiz that I can take to find out.
Telling you what gender you are and what city you live in based on the condiments you use on a burger.
That's exactly right. And what state I was born in based on those exact same facts. Well, today we get 23 employees who shared their dirtiest company secrets.
Dirty.
That's right. So recently,
perfect music for this.
They found out some dirty secrets from employees about their professions that no one else knew. So here are a few. The first one is from someone who was in the hotel industry. Why I can't sleep in hotels anymore.
Oh, boy.
I worked at a very high-end hotel, and we had time limits on how long each room can be cleaned. It was nasty. I actually lost my job because I took too long cleaning everything correctly.
Thank you.
Why I can't drink at hotels anymore. Never use glasses provided in hotel rooms, especially the bathrooms.
Damn it.
I've seen those get cleaned with the same rag that cleans the toilet and sink.
We got corroboration on that from several people through the comments.
Why I regret every time I have ever been to a drive-thru? Whenever you're at a fast food drive-thru, we hear everything. As long as you are in the sensor, our microphones are open. We listen to your phone conversations, your music, and your a-hole comments. And if you say something mean, something could be done to your food.
Yay.
Yes. Why wedding dresses all of a sudden gross me out? Used to work in a large national chain of bridal stores, and the wedding dresses you're trying on, they've never been washed. We try to spot clean if possible, but look, man, there's all kinds of buildup, deodorant. Most wedding dresses smell like BO and dirt.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Why I don't want to eat in a movie theater anymore, part one. In large chain theaters, they usually have a pipe system for water and ice. Roaches love that pipe system. Basically, it was not uncommon at all to find tons of roaches in the ice.
Mm.
Also, the nacho cheese is really gross. No one wants to clean that machine. People will literally quit the job before having to clean. Why I don't eat in movie theaters anymore, part two.
Oh, no.
I work in a movie theater. Everyone sticks their hands in the bin of unpopped popcorn kernels and plays around with it. Everyone also grabs handfuls of cooked popcorn straight out of the machine. Odds are, if you get popcorn in the theater, someone probably touched it with their bare hands before you.
I believe that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, that is bothering.
I get it. Yeah.
And movie theaters place leftover popcorn in a large storage container or garbage bag at the end of the night. Then they mix that with the fresh popcorn the next day.
That one I knew. But again, with popcorn, I'm weird. I'm eating some right now.
Why won't I get a pick-me-up on an airplane? As a flight attendant, my only advice is to never, ever, ever order coffee, tea, or anything with ice. The water container is never cleaned. We only use bottled water when you ask us for water, not for coffee or tea.
That's a good point. They always have bottled water to serve you.
Why I'm only going to buy cotton underwear that comes in a bag now? I worked for a very large lingerie company. When we would get returned underwear, you'd think they'd just get damaged out because no one knows if they were really worn. We don't care. We put them right back on the floor.
I like this word. We don't care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why I'm always going to pack a UV flashlight? My husband worked at a famous hotel chain, and the employees had sex in the rooms constantly. They would do it on top of the beds and then just drain them afterwards.
I believe that.
I do, too.
I'm not above that. I would do that.
As far as hot dogs in a baseball game, I worked for an arena concession stand. The hot dogs and buns were from the same grocery store that you get yours from. Everything else was from Costco. We just charged you more. Yeah. You could have made this at home.
Significantly more.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, that you're just like, you're at the game, you're like, this hot dog tastes better.
Right, I mean, it's like getting a Coke. We know it's Coke.
Why free supermarket samples are forever ruined for me? When I worked at an upscale supermarket, we repurposed meat and seafood about to spoil or expire by either cooking it as customer samples or marinating, seizing it as a new product. So,
of course,
you do get to taste the seasoning.
Yeah, absolutely.
The meat's just about ready to go back.
No offense, that's just smart.
Why chicken wings will never be the same to me.
Oh, no.
No.
Skip.
Go ahead. Bliss.
Okay. I worked in a sports bar, and we would regularly fry and fine chicken heads or other weird parts of the chicken with the wings. Chicken wings are forever ruined for me because of all the things I found in only the chicken wing-specific bag while working there.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that.
Okay, and finally, why I have trust issues. I won't say where I worked, but if you call a company that doesn't use a call center and are a pain to deal with, we remember your name when it pops up and will prefer to not answer your call ever, and we'll keep you on hold for a long time. So don't D us around. There you go on what you don't need to know. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 27-year-old Jaziel Correa of Fall River, Maine. Jaziel was the mayor of Fall River, but in October of last year, he was arrested on 9 counts of wire fraud and 4 counts of filing false tax returns. It was all related to a smartphone app that he'd created. Now, apparently, he'd been spending the investors' money on things other than investment. Anyway, those charges, they prompted a recall election as of this past Tuesday. That recall election happened, and Jaziel was, in fact, voted out of office. So, who replaced Jaziel Correa as the mayor of Fall River? In that same election, the citizens of Fall River elected 27-year-old Jaziel Correa of Fall River, Maine, to be the mayor. So, they did a recall election. He's recalled. They get rid of him. In that same election, who would you like to be your mayor? Jaziel Correa. The same. So they had this election was held as a recall election to get him out because of these charges. And the majority voted him out of office. The next question was, who would you like to be your mayor? And keep in mind, he was running against 4 other people. The majority of people in Fall River voted him back in office. So he's been recalled and reelected in 1 election.
What were the charges?
9 counts of wire and 4 counts of filing false tax returns.
I guess they don't care.
Nope. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.